Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today as we continue our theme called Advanced Spiritual Warfare. Today, I want to discuss a certain area with you today, and I want to talk about not allowing the devil to become the center of attraction. Do not allow the devil to take over a meeting. And I have seen people do this, maybe unwittingly. They're praying for somebody, and maybe the person really did have a demon, but they start trying to deliver the person and commanding the demon to come out, and the demon is not coming out, and they go on, and then they have the demon supposedly talking, and that can happen. But I have been around long enough that I have seen this happen where it was actually just the person who was doing it. And I have talked to people afterwards, and they have told me, yes, that was just me doing that. but they go on, and the devil becomes the center of the entire meeting. And folks, that should not be. Some years ago, there was a fellow named Bob Larson, and he was having some large meetings, but the whole meeting was based around him supposedly casting out demons and talking to the demons and dealing with the demons and everything. And the devil was the center of attention. And here's the problem. The devil loves attention. But we are not to give him our attention. Yeah, there are times where we confront him and deal with him, but we move on and we run our race with our eyes fixed on Jesus. As Paul said in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus," not preoccupied with the devil and demons, but looking unto Jesus, our eyes fixed on him. We come across the devil and demons, we will deal with him and move on with our eyes fixed on Jesus. Let me tell you a little personal story that is actually somewhat humorous. But this was way back many years ago in St. John, New Brunswick, in the early days of our marriage and ministry together. And I began some meetings in the community center in Grand Bay, New Brunswick. And this is in the 1970s. This is a time of the charismatic renewal, where there is an outpouring of the Spirit, and people in denominational churches seem to be so hungry, and they're being filled with the Holy Spirit. And so I started this meeting, and I put out an ad that called it a charismatic meeting. And so I had people showing up, Baptist, a lot of Anglican, United Church of Canada, people from denominational churches coming out who were hungry to experience the life and power of the Holy Spirit. And I had had maybe only a couple of services. And this one night, and our room there, it wasn't a large room, but it was a room, and the seats were filled with people, and they were so hungry. And there was a couple of women came in. I knew them. One of them I had maybe only met briefly once. The other one, I think, had come to some of our church meetings. But anyway, they came in. And this one young woman, she was dressed so skimpy, had on a very tight pair of short shorts. And she sat down on the front row right in front of me. And I knew maybe it was discerning of spirits or word of knowledge, but I had this knowing inside that she had come there to distract the worship, to take people's attention off of God and onto herself. And I remember I had this determination that I was not going to allow it to happen. Now, A person who was in our Bible school, we had a Bible school at that time, and one of our students who attended a Spirit-filled Baptist church had told me that he And the pastor had dealt with this young woman and prayed with her, trying to cast the demons out of her. He said they ministered to her until 2 o'clock in the morning, but could not get the demons to come out. And okay, so here she is in my service, sitting right in front of me, and I have this knowing, hey, she's come there to take the people's attention off of God onto her. And I'm determined it's not going to happen. So I have my guitar, and I begin to, you know, some worship songs, and the people, all that, they're lifting their hands. And again, these are not people from denominational churches who are so hungry, and they're lifting their hands, and we're worshiping God and praising Him. And all of a sudden, this young woman, June, she begins to shake and convulse in her seat. And it's not the Holy Spirit. And the people, they stop worshiping, and they're looking at her, what's going on. She's sitting down. She doesn't stand up and flow with the rest of them. And so I realize what's happening. She's getting people's attention off of worshiping God and onto her. And so I go over. Now, I don't doubt that there is a demon behind all of this, but I also realize that she is giving room to it and that I've got to deal with her. And so I go over and I put my hand on her head and I shout. And in my own mind, I'm shouting at her and I'm shouting at any demon that is there. And I shouted that in the name of Jesus. Whoa, she stopped. So I go back and encourage her, let's just continue praising the Lord. So we go back and we're worshiping God. And we're worshiping God. But then June, she starts shaking and convulsing again and sliding down in her seat and falls off of her seat in the floor. Now, I believe that there can be dramatic manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And I believe in people falling out under the power. But I knew before the meeting ever started that whatever came forth through this young woman was not of God. And so she's lying in the floor, convulsing, falls in the floor, and then she's lying there. And everybody, again, they stop worshiping, and they start looking at her. Now, you know what the devil would have liked for me to have done? To start praying with her, commanding the demons to come out of her, and we would have forgot about worshiping God, and all the attention would have been on June and the devils and the demons and everything. But you see, God had already alerted me to that. I was determined it wasn't going to happen. So, and I knew she was giving place to this. She was involved in it. So I went over and I knelt down beside her and I whispered in her ear where that she was the only one who could hear me. I said, June, if you don't stop this, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. Well, she was lying there like she was in a trance. And I'm laughing because, you know, in retrospect, it is humorous. Because suddenly she immediately came out of the trance. She grabbed her purse and stormed out of the meeting. And that was the end of that. And so, folks, listen. I believe in casting out demons. I believe there are manifestations of the Spirit. But do not allow the devil to become the center of attention. Do not allow a person who may be even be influenced by the devil, don't allow them to take over a meeting and get the attention off of Jesus and off of the worship of God. And I'll close with this little story. Judson Cornwall was a well-known Christian leader from back in the 1970s and 80s, and he wrote some very popular books, especially about worship. One was called Let Us Worship. He also pastored in the state of Oregon. And I remember him telling about that in his devotional time every morning, he would spend a quiet time with God, reading his Bible, talking to God. And he said that he heard the Holy Spirit say, demons are coming from all over the region to be in your services. And he was shocked and he said, why, Lord? And he said, the Holy Spirit said, because you give them recognition. Well, he immediately knew what the Lord was talking about because he said that he began every service by taking authority over the devil and demons and binding all the demons and silencing the demons and telling them that they had no place there, and so on. He said he went through this ritual like this every service. And the Holy Spirit says, demons are coming from all over to be in your services. Why, Lord? Because you're giving them recognition. They love the attention. My friend, the only attention you should ever give a devil or a demon is when you say, come out and leave in the name of Jesus. Beyond that, worship God, keep your attention on Him. And I tell you, if we become real worshipers of God, worshiping in spirit and in truth, the devil doesn't want to be anywhere near people who are truly worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Oh, I'm sure he loves some of these spiritual warfare conferences where everything is about him. Yeah, we're talking about him in these series. But we're doing this only to show that Jesus has completely conquered him and how we can recognize his schemes and his deceptions and how we can overcome him. And so, never allow the devil to take over a meeting. Never allow the devil, never allow a person influenced by the devil to become the center of attention. No, because when you allow that one person to become the center of attention, you're neglecting all kinds of other people. In that meeting I was describing, I was in, there were people there who were so hungry for God. It would have been a terrible thing for me to neglect all of them and give all of my time and attention to this one person who came there for the purpose of distracting and drawing attention to themselves. Well, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. What a couple of books that I would mention to you in these areas of discernment. One is called Angels of Light. The other one is called Prophets and Prophecy. And there's a lot in these books, helpful material about how to discern, how to recognize, how to discern and judge spiritual manifestations, and how to recognize when the devil is at work. And so it's called Angels of Light, and the other one is Prophets and Prophecy. They're on my website at eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com, and also they're available on Amazon. Also, a lot of other books and resources that will bless you and help you. If we can be a blessing to you and help you in any way, pray with you, stand with you, send me an email. My email is right there on our website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll see my picture and Sue's picture. My email is in the center of my picture. Sue's email is in the center of her picture, and you're welcome to be in touch with us. And in the meantime, God bless you. Let's keep going forward, lifting up the name of Jesus and destroying the kingdom of darkness, casting him out everywhere we see him, and advancing the name and the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll see you next time.